We are live from the Darwin Centre in Shrewsbury.
And oh, yeah.
Yes, and I'm joined by Wayne.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
I don't know, we're going okay, but I think we've actually kind of lost our Wi-Fi signal. Thank you, BT. But hey-ho, we carry on, sir.
We are played. Last time we tried to do this, we had internet issues, and now we have more internet, but out of our control.
Out of our control. It looks like there's a big outage in the area from last weekend's storm.
From
apparently,
the storm.
We're hearing rumours, and our Wi-Fi connection is not connecting, so we're down, man.
Curse you, storm.
We're down, but they will not keep us down,
No,
sir.
They will not. And all of this is recorded as well, so we can all play it back.
And don't talk to me about Storm Dara.
Oh dear.
Oh, that was poor.
I feel like there's a story to tell.
Did you lose your washing?
We lost off the fencing.
Oh dear.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I can imagine the fences have been busy this week.
I would imagine the fences are probably the person on the end of the row has probably got a nice collection of chairs, trampolines, all the things that you should have put away.
I've heard some
recycling
stories
bins.
Of trampolines flying down, mate. Imagine looking out your window and just seeing a trampoline fly by.
Well, why not?
No, it was usually like a bird or something, or a car goes by. But
it's not very festive, but you could dress it up, I suppose, as Santa.
You could. Yeah, exactly. So, loads still to come, but
we're going to
have a little chat about our fundraiser now. Space Hive.
Space Hive.
Tell us more, please.
Well, okay. Well, I'll try to. Well, a little while ago, we ran a competition. This is how it links, you see. We ran a competition with schools, with primary schools in the area. And we're going to come on to that in a little while, a little later in the show. But we ran a competition in the schools to do a rap, okay? Primary schools to do a rap.
Yep.
They've done some amazing entries. Again, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But the point of doing that was we need to engage with schools. We need to engage with our young people.
Yes.
With community radio. Community radio is brilliant to build a host of skills. It actually taps into a lot of the skills they'll be learning in schools. And then so our mindset was, well, look, we're a community radio. Let's get young voices on the radio. But how can we do that?
Yeah.
So we've worked out a project so that we can teach school teachers throughout the county how to record audio. And the audio that they record will be from their school students. So their school students can join essentially a community radio in their own school. Yeah.
Which is so fun. I wish I had that when I was in school.
Well, if you kind of think in America, most high schools, if you like, they actually have like a radio.
Yeah, they probably have a studio in the school.
Yeah.
We don't get that here.
If you're a posh school, you may have some amazing equipment
and
your own like student radio thing that you might get involved in. But generally, we don't have access to that kind of thing.
No, not until you get to like university stage.
They
have stations, but you don't get that in secondary or primary school.
No, that's right. And so from a young age, we think, look, we can get people far more involved with radio. And the benefits are just huge. So we can actually hear what's going on in schools across the county.
Yeah.
If they treat it almost like every school sends out a newsletter once a week, for instance. And this is an idea that, look, you can audio some of this stuff, you know? If there are events happening in your school, if you've got winners on your sports day, look, you can be your own mini radio outlet from your school.
Exactly.
And then we get all of that wonderful audio from your teachers, and then we master it and roll it into a Saturday magazine show.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
It's very exciting, and it's a good platform for schools. You know, get out the content that you want to get out. And
absolutely. So the point is, we need to raise some money. We need to raise some money so we could buy some further equipment.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we're doing best practice, if you like, from some of our radio tutorship. So some of our skills need to be on these projects, which means it goes from a little bit more from a volunteer to actually you've got to get involved with these projects. And so we're looking at, look, some people are going to need some payments for their services rendered. And basically, we're creating the infrastructure so that the schools have a solid platform that they can contribute to, which is going to be on an ongoing basis. We so far have raised more than half required. So this is really phenomenal. This time of giving, there are great charitable causes out there.
Yeah.
And give as much as you can. We're not wanting to deflect from that. But what we're saying is, look, if there's a few hundred of you out there that want your child's voice on radio to share their opinions, to get involved in their local communities, to have that chance of getting involved with local radio, just drop a few quid in.
It's all it takes. If everybody does it.
If everybody does it, just a few pounds, literally the cost of a coffee, the cost of a Greg's baguette, you know, whatever it might be, just drop a few quid in. We're not asking for loads, but we're asking for lots of people to do small, and we'll get there. So we're at over $5,000, and we need to raise just under $8,000, I believe. Okay. So we're about $2,500 away.
We're quite far through. We're nearly there. So if we all band together...
If we all band together, we'll get there. So how do you go about donating? There's a couple of ways you can donate or find out more about donating. You can check us out on Facebook. So look up InTune Radio on Facebook. Go to our Facebook page and there'll be link after link after link shared on some of that content, some of those posts, and you'll go direct to our crowdfunding page. Another way of doing it is to go online. Go online and look up intune-radio.co.uk. And if you stay on that page for literally 3 to 4 seconds, a nice heart will pop up.
Oh, I've seen the heart.
And the heart will pop up.
Isn't
and
it lovely?
It says donate with a button. So if you click that button, that will go straight to our Space Hive donation page. So that's another way of doing it. And then another way of doing it is, look, cut out the middleman, right? Okay. So you, in your browser, you type in spacehive.com. You will go to the Space Hive platform. It is a UK-wide platform, and our project is on that platform. So you go into the search function and just type in schools. That's all you need to do as a search, and we'll be first or second in the list.
There you go. Straightforward enough.
It's very straightforward. Then you'll go to our page. There's a very clear back us or donate button, and you can donate anonymously. You can leave your name and your details, and you can donate literally from a pound, you know, so all counts. So please help us to get young people's voices on the radio next year.
Get it sorted.
Come on, people!
And it's so much fun to get involved with.
It is so much fun. And actually, a lot of our volunteers are already saying how much they're getting out of just, like, you know, getting involved with community radio. They're making many more friends. It's so exciting to hear stuff that you're doing and going out on local radio.
Yeah.
And we're creating a real kind of focus, a bit of a movement, one would consider.
Yeah.
Because there isn't a provision like this in the whole of Shropshire. And actually, if your child wishes to volunteer, if they're 16 or over, then we'll be really interested to hear from them, because some young people are already volunteering and it's helping them to get apprenticeships in some of the big players in the UK.
It's great.
They get a showreel together.
Yeah, and we are so unique, really, and it's great for young people's confidence to come on and do something like this.
That's right.
Well, for anybody, really, if they want to learn something new and talk on the air. And you know what? If you make mistakes, it doesn't matter.
No.
And that's the beauty of it. We're live, we move on.
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to be going live more and more. We've got about 40 volunteers, and we like to have at least double that by the summer. And we're moving in that direction.
Yeah.
So we feel that we're a strong part of the community. So get involved, people.
Hashtag get involved.
There's a form on our site. If you're interested in volunteering, go to intune-radio.co.uk.
Yeah.
Fill in that form. We'll be back in contact with you. But please, I don't want this to detract from the fact that we need that pot of money to bring your voices on the radio.
Yeah.
So please donate.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thank you, Chris. Right.
This is InTune Radio. We're from the Darwin Centre at this moment in time in Shrewsbury. And our volunteers are beavering away in the background, deciding which one of their favourite schools is going to be on the Rap Factor. Now, there's a gentleman with me at the moment, Wayne. Are you still with us?
We are so excited. The kids, the children. Oh, my word. What amazing work they've all done.
Superb, absolutely superb.
I can't believe the amount of effort that they've done. And actually, on some of the emails, the teachers have told us that they've worked so hard on the lyrics and the meaning of being kind. So much talent out there, Paul.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I would say what I've heard so far, it's been brilliant.
And how have they squeezed this in with nativity?
I don't know. No idea.
I don't know. Maybe we should time it a bit differently next year.
Our Christmas show will be in July.
But maybe we should do the Rap Factor a little bit cut off, maybe before Halloween, say. I don't know.
Or if we run it again. Or before half term.
Do you think we should run it again?
Why not? Yeah, okay. Why not? Say that's going to be, you never know, because the same school might apply, might be a different year, or it might be the same year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Now, have we talked about prizes that they're going to have?
Oh, yes. We mentioned there's a nice little trophy.
There's a lovely trophy. So you got bragging rights of having the best rap in a primary school across the county. So that's just top dollar.
Yeah.
We've got some goodie bags as well. We're finding that some of the business community are putting things in these goodie bags. Okay. So it's really, really exciting. And we'll have to have a chat with the winning teacher at some point, maybe next week.
Yeah,
that'd be good. See when we can drop a few things off.
Fantastic. Oh, sounds really good. Sounds exciting.
So exciting.
We've also got our big rubber duck for them as well. Is it a rubber duck or is it a plastic duck?
Well, I think it is plastic.
Yeah, but it is plastic. It's environmentally friendly plastic. just to get our green bits in there.
Yeah, quite.
But a great big duck. And I said to Chris, he thought it was good for a bath. I said, no, a swimming pool.
Is it good for a swimming pool? You could probably put a child on the back of it.
Yes, definitely. Yeah,
is there a small child?
I wouldn't recommend it, though.
No, they'd probably tip over, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Wouldn't recommend it, though.
Really excited. Yeah, all the guys are beaming away. We've had some votes from our sponsors as well. So that's John from Fedora Consultancy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
We've had Colin from SBC Training voting. Thank you, Colin.
Yep, thank you.
And we've had Brendan from AMC Fire Safety. He's put his vote in.
Wow.
And Wayne from Mr. Flynn Creative, which just happens to be moi. I've put my vote in. So we've had four votes in already.
Superb.
And we'll see how the voting goes.
And we're not going to say which way it's going at the moment, but it's tight by the sounds of it.
It's all tight. It's all tight. Because it's a handful of votes to keep it clean and simple.
Yep.
And it's all impartial. So how exciting.
Fantastic, fantastic. Right, what we're going to do is run through the raps again. We're going to go through all five again. And we've got Baschurch, Church of England, Primary School. We'll replay that as of now. So let's have another listen to that.
You're all alone and tired of living life on a merry-go-round. You don't know you're a fighter, and you try, but you can't see your way out. With kindness, we can work it out. Finally say I found my pace.
Bass Church, Church of England Primary School. Now we've got Belvedere Primary School.
I'm a Belvedere kid and I'm really loving life. Respect is what we use and we're super, super nice. If you're outside on the playground and you're all alone, you won't be sad for long because you've got Mr. Jones. If you're ever wanting kindness, then you're in the right place.
So that was Belvedere Primary School, and our next one up we have is, let's just double check that I've got the right one. Yeah, it is Martin Wilson. From the Darwin Centre, and we're doing the Rap Factor. These are the nominees so far. We've got Bass Church, Church of England Primary School. We've got Belvedere Primary School. That was Martin Wilson Primary School. And our next one is St George's Year 3. St George's, and that's for hang on because of the fire. Yes, it's all technical. Let's try this one then. going to go back through all those again, and you're going to listen again to them, so our voting team can then get a definitive answer what they want as their winner. Who's it going to be? We'll find out.
We're live from the Darwin Centre in Shrewsbury, and I think we're gonna talk Rap Factor now. We've brought Amy back. She thought she was going home, but not quite yet, I'm afraid. You've got a winner to announce.
I have.
So we've listened to all the tracks a few times, all the schools. A lot of effort has gone into producing those. So thanks again to all of the schools and the children that have taken part and all the teachers that have helped get it all prepared. We've loved listening to them. Wonderful judging panel has made a decision.
We have, haven't we?
We have. Exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So. Can I, before we announce the winner?
Yeah.
Not that we need a drum roll or anything.
Well, we do have one.
Oh, do we have a drum roll?
Oh, we do.
No, not quite then.
Okay.
I would like to say, obviously, a massive thank you to the sponsors, without whom.
Yes.
This competition would not have happened. So a big shout out to SBC Training. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A big shout out to Mr. Flynn Creative.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
John from Fedora Marketing Consultancy. Thank you so much.
Very good. Thank you.
And Brendan from AMG Fire. Thank you so much. And boys, he doesn't light fires. He shows you how to put them out, by the way.
Right.
It's all prevention.
Okay, good.
Not starting off. And so without those people, this wouldn't have happened. So a big thanks to them. Amy.
Yeah.
Are we announcing the winner?
Well, we are, but we've got this to play first. Here you go. Ooh.
Intune Radio's Rap Factor.
I said a hip hop, the hip me to the hip, hip hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat.
You better lose yourself in the music the moment you own it, you better never let it go. You only get one shot, do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
And the winner.
The winner of Intune Radio's Rap Factor 2024 is...
Wilson!
Way! Well done, Martin Wilson! Excellent! Alright, that's enough of the clapping. Turn that off.
So Martin Wilson have won?
They have won, Martin Wilson! You
wonderful.
Are the winners of the Rap Factor. Well done.
Should we say what they've won?
Yes, please, tell us.
Why they won. I'll tell you what they won. They've won the Rap Factor trophy.
Yes.
Massive bragging rights.
Yeah.
We have a Rap Factor huge duck.
A massive.
We've got goodie
huge.
Bags, which include ducks and ladybugs and all that sort of stuff. So we've got something for the children as well. But.
Yes.
But.
Yeah.
Whilst we have a winner, they're all winners, really, aren't they?
Absolutely.
They
everybody
are
who's
all
taken
winners.
Part.
So
be
thank
very
you
proud.
To everybody for taking part.
Yeah.
What's actually happened is. During the judging process, which has literally been in the last week or so, people have been so impressed that we're going to work on something, maybe for spring, to get bigger exposure for the schools that have done these raps.
Oh.
So we are working on something quite magical. We hope to have more information in the new year.
Yeah.
To get the schools on a stage.
Oh, amazing.
At a festival.
Yeah.
To perform their rap.
2025 is going to be big.
So we're working on it. We're working on it for the schools because it can't end here. We've got to carry it on. So, and they all deserve a place on the stage.
So keep an eye on the socials for more info.
Keep an eye on the socials for more info, most definitely. But also, we'll be in contact with the winning school to arrange handover of said prizes.
Wonderful.
And also, we're going to remain in contact with the schools, of course, for the Rap Factor on stage. Fingers crossed at a festival near you
soon. I can't wait. Shall we get the winning rap on?
Yeah.
Yes, Martin Wilson's rap. Here we go.